KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at KHUM.com.
That's pretty. Letting us have this bite too.
Alrighty. It is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. And today we've got folks from Alice Burney Elementary School here. They've been very involved in bicycles, bike radios, and all kinds of stuff over the past year. We have got Brad Albee. We've also got three kids there from the school, Vincent, Emily, and Cameron. And, of course, our other Emily. There's two Emilys here. It's going to be very confusing. I'll have to avoid saying Emily. You'll be Emily one. How's that? Alrighty. So, thanks all for coming in. And Emily one.
Thank you. It's so exciting to see so much youthful energy in the studio today.
Absolutely. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. So, this, now, Alice Burney has been involved in, before the whole controversy of the bikes getting stolen and then the community rallying, how did the school get so involved in bicycles, in bike rodeos and all that stuff? I guess, Brad, you can speak to that.
Well, Melanie and I have started a little critical mass family riding, and we got to know each other. And pretty soon she said to me, gee, it'd be nice to have a fifth grade class that we could do some cycling with. And so, well, I just happened to be a fifth grade teacher. So
nice.
We got together and decided to make a cycling program.
And when was that?
Oh, about 2 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we've had kids involved in learning how to deal with bikes, change flats, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so Cameron and Vincent and Emily, what are some of the skills that you learned in the class?
We learned how to patch tires, lube chains, and fit bikes.
Awesome. All of the sort of bike maintenance that even so many adults either don't have the opportunity to learn like you did. I'm sure you guys could probably lead a really good workshop on how to patch a flat. You know, that's something that's often a barrier for some other adults. So how long have you been in the class?
We've been in the class for about two classes,
so like two semesters, a whole year, right? I bet you guys have learned a lot in that past time. So what other events has your whole class been a part of?
The roadie parade and the tour of the unknown coast.
Oh, that's great. Did you guys ride as a group in the tour of the unknown coast?
Yes.
And so right now we're in Ferndale, and so it probably brings back some memories of some of that good ride.
Yeah.
Cool. And for the roadie parade, did you decorate your bikes? Did you ride as a group?
Well, we had American flags and flowers on the front of our handlebars. And our friend Mark Mueller, who helped us get in the roadie parade, had a trailer with an accordion player on it.
Oh, wow. I bet you guys were a hit. That's awesome. And you guys have also participated in the Lemonade Day. That was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes.
And how did that work? And were you raising funds for the bike program?
It was kind of hard for raising funds for the bike program because in Lemonade Day, which was very fun, we had the blender bike and we made about $60.
That's great. And so you people were getting on the blender bike and making their lemonade and making their smoothies and contributing to you guys?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. So do you think, the bike program, you know, as we've talked about on this show, had a setback this past, just a month and a half ago, with all of your bikes, so many bikes being stolen. And I was just really impressed that all of you were so positive, and there was so much community support. So, you know, we hear that a lot of community members have pitched in, and local businesses, and now you have a lot more bikes. So what's the school's plan? Do you hope to see some of, like, more fellow students be able to get on bikes and learn rules of the road and learn maintenance?
We saved some of the bikes, and some of them people got to keep, and the rest are going to go to other people who do the bike club next year.
Fantastic. So have you guys learned, bike safety, rules of the road, how to commute safely, that kind of thing?
Yes. We've learned how the hand signals.
Good.
And always stay in the bike lane.
That's good. And, of course, that bicycles have to obey the same rules of the road as cars, right? If you go to a stop sign, you have to stop, that kind of thing. You have to be on the proper side of the road, all that stuff, right?
Yes, and we learned the ABC quick check.
Nice. What's that?
Air, brakes, chain.
That's A, B, and Z. Excellent.
And the ABC quick check are all the things that you're supposed to do before you get on your bike. Make sure your tires are pumped up, your brakes are working, your the cranks are attached to your bike, things are working properly, all the quick releases are closed, and that's why you guys ride so safely. It's awesome. So what has been the most kind of fun part to you of this whole program over the past year?
I think the tour of the Unknown Coast, because we were all at the halfway point to go back. Everyone's all, oh, this is the funnest thing ever. I love this tour of the Unknown Coast.
You guys did all 100 miles, right?
No.
Okay.
We were thinking that next year maybe the bike class and the other new kids can maybe go 20 miles.
Great. And yeah. It's probably really fun to ride with so many other people. And it's pretty inspiring when you're riding in a big group like that. And you guys had a big group for the Bike to School Day
yes.
Pretty recently, right? How many fellow students were there? I was impressed with how many kids were on bikes and teachers. You guys had a lot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a couple, like maybe 30, 40. That was really impressive. So,
Now, I know that before the bikes got stolen, you guys were working on them for, like, all year long. What kind of things were you doing on those bikes?
We were lubing the chain and fixing the brakes and making sure the handlebars were straight and making sure the seat was straight, too.
Mm-hmm. So all the basic bike maintenance stuff. Uh-huh. So, you know, when they got stolen, you guys must have been just devastated and shocked.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, how did it feel knowing that the community rallied around you guys and replaced those bikes?
It made us feel like the community really cared about us.
Kind of restored a little faith in humanity, huh? we got a. A truck outside, Humble Creamery truck outside there. So I'm going to shut my window. Even though that'll help a little bit.
And so you guys just a couple weeks ago graduated from the bike program. And what was the celebration like? And, like, are you planning to then ride a lot this summer when school ends? Because school ends in, like, 3 days, right?
Yes. At our ceremony, we wrote speeches and read them out to everyone, and we talked with the officer that helped us with the bikes, and yeah.
Awesome.
And the harvest of the month, what people were there, they set out some harvest things.
Like spinach, spinach, lettuce, carrots, avocado, tomatoes.
Oh, awesome. So you guys are learning, like, proper nutrition on the bikes, too. That's great.
So has this experience, do you think it's going to have an impact on on you in the future? You think you're going to be doing more bike commuting as you get older?
Yes.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I am. We're all hoping that we're going to get a nice regional trail system out here, so you guys can commute, you know, throughout a whole county without having to ride on the highways, which would be pretty nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
we're looking forward to that.
And have you guys been up to the Hammond Trail or the Elk River Trail? Or you know, we talk about completing a regional trail system so that there is a great place to ride without being, you know, next to cars for so many neighborhoods. And right now, actually, in a couple weeks, we're going to be talking to some of the folks that are making the Elk River to Truesdale trail happen in South Eureka. And that'll be relatively, you know, pretty close to Alice Burney. And I'm really looking forward to having more of a connected Eureka waterfront. Mm-hmm. So there's so many more opportunities for, in your guys' neighborhood, to, you know, go and ride and practice these skills without having to be on roads with cars.
And in the meantime, if you can maybe get your parents to put the bikes in the back of a car or back of the truck and head out to the Hammond Trail, you guys ought to experience what a Class 1 trail is like. It's mm-hmm. wonderful. Mm-hmm. I do that with my kids all the time.
Mm. Have you ever been there? Anybody?
No, we have not been there yet.
Oh, it's really cool. Nice. It's a little 5 mile trail, but you know, it's a 10 mile loop. It's a good time. Plus, you got Rogers Market right there, so you can stop and maybe get an ice cream. That seems like a treat.
Yeah,
always a lot of fun. Alrighty, so you guys are about ready to hit the summer. You're going to be any big plans for the summer?
Yes. I'm going to Canada, and
wow.
I'm going to Miami.
You have the heat shirt on, I see. Perfect.
That'll be really cool to see when you travel, like how many people you see on bikes or commuting and, mm-hmm. you know, what they're wearing, how they're riding. That'll be really fun to compare. It's one of the things I always love to do when I travel.
Right. And take a look, especially if you go out of the country as you are, to see how, you know, they deal with, you know, the bike community. Some areas are really set up for bicycles, and some aren't. So we're slowly getting there here.
We'll get there
slowly but surely. All righty. Well, looks like we're just about out of time. But I want to thank you all for coming in. It was great having you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Indeed. All righty. And let's see. I am going to be taking off for the next couple of weeks. So Happy Trails is going to be on a little bit of a hold at that point.
And so the next one will be the first week of July.
That's right.
So we're going to be talking about the Elk River to Truesdale Hixari Trail then.
And I know there are some exciting things that are coming up that I'm not allowed to talk about yet, but that are going to happen while I'm gone.
Yes, there will be some exciting things. And so we'll hopefully get to talk about them the first week of July.
Yep.
And then also, you know, to gear up, similar note, the North Coast Railroad Authority will be in Eureka on July 11th, mm-hmm. and that really will be a great time to come and to that meeting and let the NCRA know that the community is really, really looking for some trail opportunities yep. and to really utilize that corridor for transportation purposes.
Absolutely.
And the other some good news was last Tuesday we were talking about that the Eureka City Council was voting to reprogram some funds from the defunct Waterfront Drive extension through Palco Marsh and reprogram some of those funds for a trail from Truesdale to Del Norte behind the mall. And the City Council approved that and support in support of that trail, and so those kind of money's reprogramming has to go up the chain to HCOG and then to the state, but there has been a lot of support, and that would really help connect, you know, as we've been talking about having a connected Eureka waterfront, so that was really wonderful. Exciting.
That is great news. That is really good news, but they voted the right way.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, thank you all for coming in.
Thanks.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Alrighty, and this conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, will be podcast. You'll find that at iTunes and at khum.com.
Happy Trails!